We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Total Information Sunday continues on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
8:19 on KMOX, Total Information AM. I'm George Sells, and it's time for our weekly segment. Who's George following? Yes, I am an addict when it comes to Twitter, social media, and always looking for that excellent follow to keep up with. And I've definitely got one for you this week. Joined now by Andy Banker from Fox 2 and KPLR. One of the great sports follows, among other things, you'll find on Twitter. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, George. Happy Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day to you as well. This is part of why I wanted to get you on this week. It's just the kind of the perfect fit. We had the Blues Parade yesterday that was crazy, and you're one of the craziest sports fans I know. I can tell you, folks, when Andy and I would work together in the evenings at Fox 2 back in the day, the sports conversation was always where things went. And on top of that, of course, a dad. A very dedicated dad, and a dad so dedicated that you missed the big parade yesterday.
Yes, do you believe that?
I'm shocked, but tell me about that.
It is hard to believe. You know, when you're a dad and it's Father's Day, I think you think of two things. You think of your kids, and you think of your dad. And I wanted to be all things Blues so much because of my own dad and because of my kids. Now, two of my kids got to go to the parade with my wife yesterday, but I sort of channeled my own dad, because months before we knew the Blues were going to go on this run, my oldest son had a baseball tournament scheduled in Memphis, Tennessee. We've been looking forward to that forever, and it just happened to be yesterday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So I took vacation. I wasn't in the crew that was going to be covering it. And if I was one of the lone people hoping that it would rain so hard they had to push it to today. I would be there if it was today. But no, I missed it. We were down in Memphis channeling or checking out live streams, listening to KMOX, getting on the Fox 2 news feed. Everyone did such a fabulous job covering it. It really was fantastic. I couldn't get over the coverage. It was so good. And St. Louis has a lot to be proud of, not just with their hockey team, but with their media folks. We're pretty well served in St. Louis by some high-quality and high-caliber people like you and everyone there and everyone at Channel 2. I was very proud of them.
How does this rank for you in sports moments? I remember very distinctly one of my great sports memories is working at Channel 2, and you were working that same night. You and I were both at Busch Stadium, Game 6 of the World Series in 2011, when David Freese did his magic. And, of course, the beauty of that was Fox was carrying the game, so our stuff was all shot. We were just waiting to do live shots after the game was over one way or another. You got to actually be there and watch some of the game. So to me, that was always a great sports moment, and you and I ended up doing all the post game on that was a ball. Compare that to Game 7 the other night.
Boy, I don't know. That's a hard thing. What do you think? Game 6 was so crazy magical, but I don't know if anything could beat the Blues winning their first Stanley Cup. I was born in 67, the same year as the Blues, so I always felt like I was part of the curse, you know.
That's rough.
And you know, so much of it does revolve around my dad. When I was a kid growing up, I guess when I was six or seven years old, I don't remember, but that's when I went to my first Blues game, and a year didn't go by, even when I lived away from town, where I failed to attend a Blues hockey game, and the majority of those were with my dad, who used to get tickets through vacation at least once a year and take all of our kids. And at one time, George, when I was a freshman in high school, we were on our way to a Blues game, and we got into a car accident in Cahokia, Illinois. It was pretty serious. I was the only one who had any serious injury. We didn't know it at the time. I had I broke my eye socket, basically, and had a concussion and was sidelined for quite a while, was hospitalized for a while. But when we had this accident and we're laying on the grass of this embankment and medical staff, paramedics, were tending to us, all I can remember is my dad laying in the grass. There were four of us, me and my oldest brother, my little sister, and my dad and I. And he looked terrible. Blood all over his face. He had he wrapped his head and face into the steering wheel, I think, at the impact of the collision. And, you know, I looked at him laying in the grass and thought he was dying, and all he could say is, how are my babies? He kept asking the paramedics, how are my babies? How are my babies? And, it, you know, his babies were, I was in high school, his oldest baby who was with him was 22 years old.
That oldest baby went on to play in the NFL, if I remember correctly.
No,
right?
No, that was...
Was that a younger one?
I have one other older brother. That oldest baby is the one who took over my dad's business and still runs it, Bankers Auto Parts in Millstadt. But I'll never forget that. My dad looked like, you know, looked like a war scene. And he was wounded, and the medics were attending to him, and all he could think about were his kids. And we're on our way to a hockey game that night. We never made it, but we're still here. He passed on in 2005, but, you know, my thoughts went to him when they won that cup. They sure did. And my kids.
And you tend to, you identify with that feeling more. It's really funny. I always remember, particularly as a young reporter, in news, and you would cover various events that, and sometimes they were terrible tragedies, sometimes they were more positive things, but they were things that involved somehow a parent's feeling toward their kid. Sometimes it might be the loss, sometimes it might be the relief of finding them or the relief of them being safe or something like that. And
right.
You always... People would say, someday you'll understand. And, you know, you're 24, 25 years old. Yeah, whatever, I get it. And then you have kids, and then you get it. Do you identify with
true.
That?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll give you an example of that on a much lighter note. My oldest brother and I got lucky and got a couple of tickets throughout the playoffs. And so we just sort of split up the games among my family. And in the finals... I wanted all my five and my tribe, you know, my wife and my three kids and I to all get to go to a game. So that left one other one. We had a sixth ticket out there. So I took my oldest brother. We went to game three, the first Stanley Cup Finals game in St. Louis since 1970, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. And it wasn't pretty.
71, 70, I guess. My brother Matt and I went there. And that was the 7-2 game, you know, that the Blues lost. It was fabulous before the game started. It was unbelievable. I'd never seen the Enterprise Center so energized. But then a couple of days later, my two sons went, and that was a much better game for the Blues. That was the only one they won in St. Louis. I just can't get over. They were 3-1 in Boston in the final series.
They couldn't do anything here.
That's nuts, and 1-2 here. But my two sons went to the game here, and I asked them, I said, now, do you think your Uncle Matt and I were mad that we picked the wrong game to go to, that we should have gone, you know, were we jealous of you, or do you think we're more glad that you got to go than we did to see the one game they won? And they said, oh, you would have traded places with us in a heartbeat. I said, then you don't know anything about being fathers. That's the difference.
Okay,
we wanted you guys to go to the good game.
I got to ask you a quick favor. I'm going to monopolize your time. Can you hang out through the news and do another segment with us?
Sure. You sure?
Okay, stand by one
second.
Apologize
for my voice.
Stand by one second. We got to go to break.
Get ready for the Cards and Mets this afternoon. Ameren Total Access, 11:15. First pitch, 12:10. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals. KMOX.
KMOX News Time, 8:34, Total Information AM on us. Father's Day Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. And we're joined by a dad, KTVI Fox 2 reporter, and KPLR 11, 7 p.m. news anchor Andy Banker on the line with us this morning, talking to one of my favorite Twitter followers out there. Andy, thanks for staying with us.
Thank you, George. I'm honored that you would have me, especially on Father's Day. And I apologize for my voice, but I have been screaming at baseball games for the last 3 days.
I don't think anybody's got a voice left. You talk about the father-son thing. We were on a family vacation in West Virginia and drove from West Virginia to Busch Stadium the other night so my son and I could go watch Game 7 together.
Oh,
and I'm just getting my voice back from that trip. How is your voice? Was it just the baseball, or were you screaming at the TV during hockey playoffs also?
Yes, I think I lost it Wednesday night and then went straight into baseball mode in Memphis. And 3 straight days of yelling at my son's baseball team that did me in.
Good stuff. Now, what social media is kind of the impetus for this segment, and I wanted to talk to you about that. So many people get into Twitter and Facebook kind of organically. That's how most people slid into it. But then at the TV stations, a lot of reporters at some point or another were told, you will tweet, you will post on Facebook. But I think one thing you and I share in common is that it was never really a forced thing with us. How did you take to it? Because, I mean, you're a crazy man on there. You're on there all the time.
Well, I kind of went kicking and screaming. I was initially forced by Fox 2, and I remember, I think when we went to cover, I think 2011, with the Cardinals World Series, and I went to Texas to cover it. I think that's when it started. I think they gave me a phone and said, start. And they established the Facebook and Twitter accounts to begin with. And then by the time we went to the Rams, cover the Rams game in London, which I believe was the year later, I covered that for Channel 2 as well. And, you know, within that 1 year span or however long that was, I was going to town. And in Texas in 2011, I was learning the ropes. By the time I went to London, the madman had been unleashed. But, you know, they track us, George, in the newsroom, and they're, I don't know if it's a service or whatever, but it tracks your social media interactions, and they do watch it, and it's good if you have a lot of people interacting with you. That's part of the game these days, and it's fun. I get into the sports stuff because that's more fun than what I also tweet a lot of news, but I have fun with the sports because it is that to me. It's fun.
Yeah, and the direct response you get on social media, I mean, talk about an absolutely different world now compared to when we got into the business. I mean, you say something in a story that somebody disagrees with or somebody likes, whatever it may be, it's almost like being an actor on the stage. You're going to get that instant reaction from people.
Yes. Yeah, so the one thing I don't like is getting that instant reaction from people who want to remain anonymous. I mean, if you have a point of view, why don't you want people to know that it's yours? You know, that's what drives me bonkers. But I try not to let it get to me too much. I have fun with the, you know, especially with the Cardinals and the Blues. I try to make little, I guess you call them memes, but I have a whole host of Cardinal things that I tweet out whenever one of the Cardinals does something great. And that started with Matt Carpenter I put his profile on the head of a penny. I photoshopped him in because he looked like Abe Lincoln to me. So that's that started that, and I have him for a lot of different Cardinals players. Hopefully I'll be putting some of those up today, and they'll get 3 out of 4 against the Mets.
There we go. Could absolutely use that. A news question for you, because you're not just at the anchor desk. You're out covering news on a daily basis, and there has been, obviously, in the last couple, 3 years, kind of an attack on the news media. The news media has become sort of everybody's scapegoat for everything that's wrong in their lives, particularly with the political world. Are you Are you seeing much of that out in the field? Are you getting much of that? And when you hear that, even when it's, you know, more the national scope and directed at others, you find it a little frustrating.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's daily, and you do find it frustrating. The term fake news has been applied just about everywhere, including to local news media, which is the most non-fake news entity, I think, that still exists today. My answer is just, you know, watch my work. I'm unbiased. Nobody has any idea about my personal feelings except feelings of concern and sympathy and love. Some of that, I hope some of that shows through the stories I cover, when and where it's, you know, appropriate, especially in tragic times or things like that. But, yeah, we catch it all the time. All the time and more every day. And people make assumptions because, you know, I work for a station that goes under the banner of Fox 2. You know, we're not owned by Fox. We are affiliated with a Fox News channel to some degree. But, you know, corporately, there's really not much connection there, and certainly no slant in our news coverage based on that. But people assume it's there, right or wrong, and some people love it, some people hate it, and they're off the mark. You know, we're just out covering stories. There's no mantra or marching orders, except go do the best reports that you can and try to beat the competition, of course.
All right. Well, Andy Banker from Fox 2 and KPLR 11, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KMOX and hanging around. He is at Andy Banker TV on Twitter if you want to jump in and follow. Andy, thanks for joining us on KMOX.
George, again, like I said, it's an honor. Thanks for thinking of me. Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, St. Louis. And let's go Blues.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.